Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about where secrets live. Many people in North America have probably slacked off at work this week because of the holiday. That's the difference between you and everyone else, because you know that discipline and responsibility are what separate the wannabes from the success stories. It takes discipline to save and work while others play, but that is your responsibility and it is under your control. And when you do these things, you find out where the secrets to success live. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. And I think the reason I want to talk about this is because, guess what? Everyone wonders what makes people successful. But even if they know what makes people successful, they just don't do what they need to do to become successful themselves. I have to admit, I've always been enamored by successful people. It is not really the billions of dollars or the big houses or the fast cars that I'm interested in, though. These are nice, I guess, but just not my thing at the moment. What interests me most is about those legendary people is the story of their success, the story of how they did it, why they did it, and what it is in them that keeps them doing it. Along the way, I've certainly come across a few instant success stories, folks that were in the right place at the right time with the right thing in a big way. That happens, but it's hardly something you can plan for. More often, these success legends have something else in common. They discovered where the secrets live, and they use these secrets to achieve great things. I wanted to be one of those people when I got started in business. Sadly, I didn't yet know where the secrets live, and I spent years looking for them in all the wrong places. I jumped around a lot looking for those little suckers. A new shiny opportunity would come onto my radar, and I'd look onto it and run like mad. Time would go by. I'd discover something new, and I'd go after that. This continued for years. One trend-chasing period after another. Looking back, I realized that all of that trending was really just an excuse to keep myself from having to accept a very simple truth. There are few secrets worth knowing that live on the surface of anything. The good secrets live in the depths. They live well below the surface, safely ensconced in the darkness where only a few will ever find them. You have to go deep. That's where the secrets are. That's where they live, but that's where they were safe. I just didn't know that at the time. And most likely, had someone told me, I would have ignored them because it wasn't what I wanted to hear. I was so hyped up on possibility to be patient enough to find that real secret. Jumping from trend to trend is a bit like a rock skipping across a calm pond. You do that for too long and you'll run out of time, never having the chance to discover a beautiful landscape or opportunities that exist below the surface of the water. Below the water is where the secrets live. That's where all the treasure is hiding. They say that the cream rises to the top, and it seems more like that really good stuff sinks to the bottom. Down there, it's quiet, with few distractions and very few people. This is where the legends go. This is where they discover what they need to succeed. How to harvest secrets. Harvesting secrets is hard work. I can't say it's difficult because maybe it's not for your business, but I know it's hard, and here's why. Harvesting secrets requires an ability to focus on one thing for a very long time. In the internet world, it can seem like an eternity, but to get the secrets, you have to develop tunnel vision that allows you to ignore all the distracting shiny objects and opportunities for the flying by. You can spend your life chasing these objects or trends. There will always be a new one to chase. And the higher you get from embarking on that journey, it's thrilling, but there's no payoff because there's nothing of value there. There's only the roller coaster of hope and expectations of great things to come. If you've ever ridden on the roller coaster, you know it's a tiring ride. You never quite get momentum or make the progress you want. You just keep riding. Today, you can make a choice to get that up and start pursuing the stuff that legends are made of. The good news is that all it takes is a decision to discover where the secrets you need to succeed live, continuing to a goal worth pursuing. The funny thing is, you can't really sit there and commit the next 10 years of your life to doing something. Commitment is only something you can show in the very moment, right now. It is a constant decision you must make to ignore that which you might want now in favor of what you want most. I'd like to say that I planned all of what I'm about to tell you, but the truth is, I didn't. Though an odd combination of different experiences, mistakes, and fate, I woke up one day and made a commitment to find out where my secrets live. One day, I woke up and decided to begin writing a daily email newsletter to a group of people like me, independent service providers, consultants, coaches, designers, etc. The next day, I did the same, and the next, and the next. Pretty soon, almost 2 years flew by. Over that time, I've written a lot of emails, no shiny objects, no fancy strategies, just email, talking about one person at a time. That might sound boring, but I've begun to discover where my secrets live. I'm beginning to understand what they are and how to harvest them. This took 2 years. In internet time, that's like six decades. Some days, I don't feel like renewing my commitment to do the work, but I do anyway because I'm finally smart enough to realize that's the real secret. That's how you begin to dive down into the depths of where your secrets lie. That's how you, over time, become a little bit less enamored with the legends who come before you and progress to the journey of becoming one yourself. And let me explain to you what the importance of understanding what all of that is about. We're talking about the hidden secrets. What we're talking about is having success. And success comes from within. You cannot expect success to be something that someone else tells you it is. It has to be what is success for you, because success is different for different people. The problem is that for many of us, what it is that we truly look at success as being something that someone else has achieved instead of looking at it as something that we ourselves can achieve given the right opportunity. And, you know, one thing that I've always talked about is, do you have a strategy for success for yourself? Do you have a set of goals written down and a design or something that you plan to do that's going to help you reach your goals in life? And that's, we all need to have some type of strategy or plan that's right for us. The problem is that for many of us, we tend to look at things in a way of judging it based on who other people are and their success and then try to achieve their success. But the biggest thing is, yes, there are companies out there that need affiliates, that need distributors to help them market their products. But if it's something that's part of what you do ordinarily, then it may not be for you. So what's an opportunity for someone else may not be an opportunity for you. So you need to look at all of that. You need to decide what is right for you, not what is right for someone else. Because guess what? We tend to look at things in a way that it's, the grass is always greener somewhere else, but you can't do that. You have to look at it in a way of what's right for you. What is your goal in life? Because if you understand what your goal in life is, then you can achieve your goal in life. But if you're trying to achieve your goal based on what someone else wants you to do, then you're going to fail. So the idea is to think of things in what is right for you. Don't try to do what someone else wants you to do. Do what is right for you. And remember, when you do that, then guess what? You will have the opportunity to achieve your goals in life and find the secret to your personal success. Because if we all have that ability to achieve success within us, it's just a matter of how are you going to do what you need to do that's going to achieve that success for you? How are you going to achieve and make your goals a reality based on what is your true goals in life? The sad part is that I think a lot of what happens is that as children, our parents tend to tell us what we should have as goals in life instead of encouraging us to voice what it is that we enjoy doing. Because, you know, the best thing that you can do is usually what you do as a hobby can very well be something that you can turn into an income for yourself. Whether it's something where it's in writing, whether it's being a coach, whether it's in acting or whatever. But usually, even if it's not, you know, the problem is that people will look at someone else and they'll say, oh, they're very successful and I should want to do that too. Well, let me tell you the process that I went through in finding out what was right for me and what were my goals in life. Because once you understand that, then you will understand what works for you and how you can choose the success that is right for you instead of looking for what is right for someone else. Because the sad part is how do you live your life that's going to achieve for you the goals that you want in life? And that's what it's all about, is how are you going to be successful in your choices? And for me, I grew up with a disability, and I grew up in a family that was very dysfunctional. And I had a father that I was the one that got the brunt of the physical abuse, and my mother tended to verbally and emotionally abuse everyone in the family because the sad part is that's the way they were raised, so that's the only way they knew how to treat someone else. And as a child with a disability, for me, what I really and truly needed was a hug and a kiss and to be made to feel as though I was part of the family and wanted in that family. And I didn't get that, but along the way I had to learn to love myself. And then what I found out was, for me, that when I looked at my behavior was that I was always very outgoing and always wanting to help other people be successful. So when I was looking at a career, I was looking at what can I do that was going to enhance what is my secret, my behavior that I manifest that I can find success in. And it's just, I like to help other people. How can I do that? And part of that was that I got training in psychodrama and transactional analysis, which was to teach people how to take control of their lives instead of letting other people control them. And that is something that I had to learn, and I felt that I could impart that and help other people do that through group therapy, since I was certified in those fields. But the sad part is because with the disability that I have, guess what? The opportunities just were not there, because educationally, I did not do very good and live up to my abilities. But if you give me the opportunity to actually take the information and use it and apply it, then I can compete with everyone else. Because what people do is they tend to pigeonhole someone with a disability and say, oh, this is all you can do, instead of understanding that people with disabilities are no different than anyone else. But they just need to have a little bit of adaptation to what are their needs. So if you understand how to adapt, how to make things better, then guess what? You will be able to have the opportunity to help other people be as successful as you are. So it's just a matter of understanding where your success comes from and how you can take that and make it all happen for yourself. The problem is, how we live our lives is that, think about it, our parents unknowingly script us in a way that they do because it fits their image of themselves, because they don't take the time to really understand who their children are or where their children come from or what it is that their children, and that takes being able to sit down and discuss. You have seen certain families where they do that. They will sit around the table and they will talk, and parents will ask their children, what are your opinions? But if they don't do that, then guess what happens? Then you are being put in a position where you are being judged based on how other people see you. So think about those things. Think about how you can find the secrets within you. Because if you can find those secrets, then guess what you will be able to do? That is what I have learned to do for myself. And guess what? So many people need to learn to take better control of yourself. And one way to do that is here. Let's sit down. Let's write down this. Because think about it. The child says, I want. So write down I want, and write down all the things that you want in life. The parent says, you should. So sit down and put down, write out, you should, and then write down all the things that you think you should do that will help you be successful. Then the adult says, I am able to. So write down, I am able to. And then turn around and do this. Write down all the things that you know you are able to do. And then look at those things. Look at where the negatives are. Look what you can throw out. Look how you can turn it around to be all positive. Then what you need to do is turn around and start writing out the step-by-step process that you need to do. And this works when you are looking at making a choice, a specific choice, in what it is and what your goals are in life, and what are the things that you need to do that will help you reach those goals in life, to be what it is that you truly feel you can achieve, and how you can contribute to society, and then work on that. Work on all of those things and see how you can make all of those things happen for And once you do that, then guess what? You will truly, truly find that secret that will help you reach your goals in life. And here's something that I want you to think about. The rest of the, okay, because you know that discipline and responsibility are what separate the wannabes from the success story. It takes discipline to stay and work while others play. But that is your responsibility, and it is under your control. And when you do these things, you find out where the secrets to success live. More often, these success legends have something else in common. They discovered where the secrets live, and they use those secrets to achieve great things. Now, let me go back and talk to you about this and let you think about it. For one thing, when you want to be financially successful, look at the people who have been most financially successful. Read their biology. Learn about them. Learn about what they did, because, you know, if you understand what someone else did, then that can help you achieve your goals in life just as well as helping them achieve their goals in life. Because guess what? If you go to a successful person and say to them, what is the process that you went to be successful? They may never be able to tell you what it is that made them successful. But if you look at their behaviors and look at the things that they did to help themselves and you follow those, then guess what will happen to you along the way? You will learn the secret, because it's a matter of what did they do to reach their success in life. And many of them may not be able to tell you what they did, because let me tell you something. We all go and achieve. And sometimes you have those family support systems that will help you reach those goals in life. But what if you don't have those that family successfully? And what if it's up to you to decide how you need to achieve your goals? And the best thing is, if you know someone that's been very successful in your field and you ask them what did they do and they can help you or they can mentor you, then that will help you become successful at the choices that you truly want in life. Guess what? We are all people who truly have the ability to succeed at anything we choose to do. But we have to take that opportunity to learn to do the things that will help us achieve the things that we truly want. Now, the referral generation. I nearly lost it when I asked those owners what their best referral generation strategies were, and they say they didn't have one. None of them made the effort to make referral generation a condition of doing business. People who, so when you think about that, and when you're in business, you are looking for client retention. Of the six businesses, So when you think about all of those things and what you should achieve, then guess what? You will learn how to be successful at all the things that you have chosen. And guess what? To achieve those things, you truly need to understand what it is that you should do that will help you reach your personal goals in life. So what are you going to do? How are you going to achieve your goals, and what are you going to do that's going to help you find the things that you truly want and achieving your personal goals in life? Because if you have that opportunity to do the things that you really and truly want to do, then you will have the opportunity to achieve your goals in life and find the secret of what is going to help you achieve it and set goals for yourself that are truly achievable. And think about all of the things that you can do that can really and truly know how you can be what it is that you truly want to be. And guess what happens when you choose to be the person that you really, really hope? And guess what? We all have goals in life. We all have things that we need to achieve in life. And to achieve these things, we have to have goals. And we've been talking about finding the secret. Well, the secrets lie below the surface, and you have to look for them. But it's a matter of understanding what is your goal in life and how you can achieve your goal in life that will help you have the success, the personal success that you want in life. And the sad part is for so many of us, guess what? We often don't realize just how important it is for us to work on our goals and understand who we are in ourselves. Because when you understand yourself and you understand what makes you happy, then guess what? You will automatically understand what it is that you need to do as a career. And that is the biggest thing of what we've been talking about, because in today's era, it is no longer going to work for a big corporation and growing with the corporation or even retiring from that company after 30 years. You have to have multiple streams of income today. And we've gone back to the small businessman and entrepreneurship. And until we get to understand where all of those things are coming from, then guess what? Then and only then will you be able to achieve the goals that you truly want in life and have those things that you truly want. So think about it. Think about all the things that you know that can help you truly reach and have those personal goals in life. Think about what it is that you need, and think about all the things that you can choose to do that will help you reach your personal goals. And think about all of the things that will truly help you have what it is that you want in life. Think about all of the things that you can do that can give you those things that will help you build a successful business in today's marketplace. Because when you understand that, then guess what? You will understand how to find the secrets within your goals in life and how to achieve them in a way that will help you reach and find the most success for yourself in today's marketplace for employment. And, you know, financial security is something that we achieve because we work at it. And that is one of the reasons why you have to have and understand that you have to be disciplined to understand how to utilize your time and make it all work in a way that will help you reach your goals in life. And you can go to my website, and that website is the1personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both personal and individual coaching.